This is KCUR 89.3. Cities around the country are aiming to increase the number of families with access to better pre-kindergarten education. Annie Watson has been pushing for that in Kansas City, and she's undaunted by the recent defeat of a sales tax to fund pre-K. As part of a special series this week about women of color who are transforming America, KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson spent time with Watson to learn how her personal life intersects with her mission.
It's red.
It is red, isn't it?
Annie Watson is always juggling two things, educational policy issues and kids. On this day in April, her kids are tackling the jungle gym at a playground not far from train tracks.
Talk to your dad. I think he has your water bottle maybe in the van. Or would you like to sit here with us, or do you want to go play?
Watson is a former teacher and now works at an educational nonprofit. As a parent and advocate, she says that quality education is a luxury for many.
I often say as I move farther and farther out of the classroom, I'm also moving closer and closer into it as I have children and are choosing schools.
At the park with her husband and her three children, Watson says she believes empowering parents is also about empowering children, starting with her own. Watson's fourth child is due in August.
It is a girl, though my oldest would remind me and everybody else that gender is a construct, and so anatomically, we know the body parts, but we have not met this child yet.
Once the baby arrives, Watson's children will be at four different schools and care providers during the workday. As part of a two-income household, Watson recognizes the privilege of being able to spend 75% of her own take-home pay on quality early education.
But for so many families, that is simply not an option.
Education as a portal to greater equity in the community is part of what drives Watson, particularly her work at Turn the Page KC, a nonprofit dedicated to getting all kids in Kansas City reading by third grade.
If you're not reading proficiently by third grade, the likelihood that you graduate from high school is significantly less. The likelihood that you're incarcerated at some point as an adult is increasingly higher.
Sundays, when she could be spending the day with her own family, she helps lead an organization that offers classes for parents and caregivers on how to be better advocates for education policy.
Folks who are living with and taking care of our kids don't always have the loudest voice or a seat at any given table. And so how do we change that?
Facilitator Denisha Snell credits Watson with getting it started.
Annie had played an integral part in convening and pulling all of this together and finding our fellows, recruiting our parents, and really getting us plugged into the community, the greater Kansas City communities.
Watson, who is Asian American, says that at one point of her life, she wanted to be a high-powered DC political fixer along the lines of fictional character Olivia Pope on the TV show Scandal.
I didn't ever intend to be in education. I, in fact, didn't like children when I was younger. I'm an only child. And so the thought of young children really scared me.
Recently, Watson found that the path she took away from politics as an educator brought her right back to it. Watson was one of the architects of the Kansas City, Missouri mayor's campaign to fund universal pre-K education in the city through a sales tax. She was at an election night watch party to hear the news that the initiative on the ballot failed. This is Mayor Sly James conceding the loss.
And this city is going to go on, and it's going to go on well. Thanks for being here and thanks for listening.
This was the first time Watson had to deal with education as a political issue. But she says as she continues to move forward in her work, political defeat doesn't change anything.
We will dig deeper into what best practice can look like, what we want for our city, what that means for kids, and continue to come up with solutions for how we can get there.
And coming up with solutions will continue to motivate Watson.
Yeah, it's all tied in together for me in this like 24/7 kind of endless sort of thought process and effort. It's just all the time. It's all the time in conversation with kids and work. It's all jumbled up into the same.
She'll continue to juggle that jumble, advocating for children and education and welcoming a new baby to her growing family. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.
This story is part of Sharing America Profiles, a series about women of color doing local work on an issue of national importance. Sharing America is a collaborative reporting initiative about race, identity, and culture. You'll find more information at sharingamerica.news.